Appendix B. The Octopus Analogy. Souls are dynamic and complex energy fields that gravitate toward similar vibrations and frequencies within the afterlife realm. Due to the amount of diverse energy that exists in the world of souls, naturally aligned soul energies find one another and bond into groups. These cluster group members support each other while forming a core energy unit. This is the beginning of the octopus analogy. The aligned soul energies shape into what is explained within the analogy as the head of the octopus. While remaining separate, soul energies develop learning modules, or designed incarnations, that focus on planned evolutionary themes within the group, for example, becoming healers, artists, teachers, etc. The world of souls refers to these joined energies as our true soulmates. These connected souls have the resource access to several advancing energies, but only one primary guide who watches over that soul's development. Once settled within the head of the octopus, souls have the capacity to split and reassign portions of their energy. That process is like the faceting within a diamond. Anticipating life excursions, a soul assigns a small amount of energy to remain in the head of the octopus, in effect, constructing what some refer to as the higher self. The balance of remaining energy is relegated to the soul's first incarnation. At this point, within the analogy, the soul drops its first octopus tentacle, and all the relegated energy travels to the farthest tip of that tentacle, and the first human life plan is initiated. Novice souls are asked to dispense a vast amount of energy to their first incarnation to maximize positive outcomes. What is not planned but anticipated are the effects of environmental influences associated with an incarnation, the lifelong, and at times chaotic, variables that every soul is required to navigate. Successful soul movement within an octopus appendage allows a soul energy to move up the initial appendage through several multiple lives. During those lifetimes, each individual soul is absorbing everything associated with its learning theme, both the yin and yang, the positive and negative. As an example, while seeking to become a healer, the soul would experience being both a doctor and a patient as it moves up a tentacle. In addition, souls would experience variabilities within each life cycle, becoming a different sex, race, accepting challenged mental abilities or physical handicaps. In an instance where both positive and negative outcomes are anticipated or required, and the novice soul has successfully progressed up its initial appendage, its energy can choose to divide once more. Multiple octopus's appendages can be considered, each representing a unique incarnation. This act expands the scope of the learning theme. In effect, the soul energy is being asked to accomplish more within its learning module with less energy. These souls have developed the spiritual awareness to evolve. There is no concept of time in the world of souls. Therefore, multiple incarnations can be initiated within any understood historical timeline, location, or dimension. An advancing soul in the afterlife recognizes every available option, including making the choice to repeat its most recent human life. Laz has indicated that many of us are young souls working our way through multiple incarnations, or numerous tentacles. As a result, we sense that we are an old soul that has, on occasion, experienced portions of a previous life. What is highlighted in the analogy, however, is this. As we work through our life plans, we are moving up or down our dropped tentacles, and our vibration and frequency changes. Familiarity with these issues would accommodate the feeling of déjà vu that some of us experience. Further, There may be occasions where we have stalled within an appendage due to the influence of earthly, environmental, or dogmatic issues. In that instance, the soul is looping or repeating the same life experience and not advancing within the appendage and moving backward. Everything explained above is intended to be only the beginning primer for understanding the complex story of the octopus analogy. There is much more to be explained. Additional information can be found in Soul Afterlife, Beyond the Near-Death Experience, which builds on what is presented, or by visiting budmagargi.com/blog.